The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Very warm welcome to all our viewers of Madani Channel once again in our new episode of our program The second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu an. Today, again, we brought another beautiful topic before you where we'll be looking at the personality of Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu an, from a certain dimension. Again, very beautiful dimension, very beautiful perspective through which we'll be talking about the seerah of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu an, which again holds great pearls of wisdom for us, great admonitory points for us in relation for us to ponder upon our own state and see where exactly do we stand. Today, we'll be talking about the knowledge of Sayyidina Farooq-e Azam radiyallahu anhu and how he was held as an elite scholar by the contemporary Sahaba who themselves were very highly elevated in rank when it came to knowledge. And we'll also try to determine the fact that once we've established this very realization that knowledge is very, very important for us, knowledge is something that distinguishes an ordinary person, a layman, from the elite. It is something that becomes a means of elevations of ranks of a person. This is something that distinguishes between those who are ordinary and those who are closer in the court of Allah Almighty. The more knowledge one possesses, the more fear of Allah he would attain. Hence, he would become more closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after establishing these facts, then it will be time for us to also focus upon our own selves, that where exactly do we stand when it comes to the knowledge of Islam. And we'll see the great personality of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu from the perspective of knowledge, that what great scholar he was, what great knowledge he possessed, and what other contemporary scholarly sahaba said regarding him as well, inshallah. But again, before that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutation upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and make an intention of doing so as much as we can. And this narration again is narrated by none other than the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, who mentions that du'as remain suspended between the earth and the heavens unless one recites salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we come to know that our du'as, they remain suspended between the earth and the heavens, and what makes them raise to the heavens is sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and it also becomes a means of acceptance of our du'as. So let's make this intention that inshallah we will recite as much salat as we can upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and we would also include salutations upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in our supplications as well, in our du'as as well. By the virtue of this, inshaAllah zawajal, our du'as will also be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we're talking about the knowledge of Farooq-e Azam radiyallahu anhu, the expertise he had on different branches of knowledge. When we talk about the knowledge of Farooq-e Azam radiyallahu anhu, dear viewers, he radiyallahu anhu was a very, very elite and big scholar, elite scholar of Quran and Hadith. There was no one who could match his scholarly brilliance. But along with being a scholar of Quran and Hadith, there were also many other branches of knowledge in which he radiyallahu anhu had expertise in. And one of the reasons for him being so scholarly great was because he attained this knowledge from the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam directly. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had a special gaze of mercy upon him, through which he blessed him with many, many branches of knowledge. Therefore, in this relation, the beloved son of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, whose name was Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said that I was asleep and I saw in my dream that a bowl full of milk, absolutely full of milk, was presented to me. I drank from it and became satiated so much, drank it to my fill so much that it seemed as if the moistness of milk has even reached underneath my nails. And now the leftover milk I gave to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. Now the people, they asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what is the meaning of it? Meaning the leftover milk that you gave to Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, what does this mean? To which the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied that it means knowledge. Subhanallah. In this narration, Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, he is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. So we can see that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the dream when milk is presented to him, which represented knowledge, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam drank to his fill, and thereafter he gave the leftover milk to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, which he drank. And this shows us that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself blessed Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu with knowledge. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we can imagine that what great knowledge Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu would possess, who was given knowledge directly by none other than the fountain of knowledge, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Now dear viewers, let's talk about three statements which another elite scholarly companion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he mentioned regarding Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. Now Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he also holds a very highly elevated rank when it comes to scholarly expertise. He radiyallahu anhu was also an elite scholar, someone who possessed great grip on Islamic sciences. Now you can imagine that someone of this stature, of this caliber, when he talks about someone else of the same field, he would know how brilliant the other person was. And it also shows the brilliance of the other person. So he radiyallahu anhu will mention three statements of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu regarding the knowledge of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. So he says that if the knowledge of all the Arab tribes is placed in one side of the scale and the knowledge of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, is placed in the other side of the scale, then the knowledge of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu will overweigh the knowledge of the rest of the Arab tribes. Subhanallah. You can imagine the comparison which Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu made over here, that knowledge of all the Arab tribes, Allahu Akbar, they are on one side, but the knowledge of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu would overweigh the knowledge of all of them. Subhanallah. In another narration, another statement, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he states that, and this is after the passing of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, he says that the Sahaba, they would think, and they had this understanding, that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, has taken 9 parts of ilm out of 10 parts with him. Allahu Akbar. This was the understanding of the Sahaba. This was their mindset. This is what they would think, that after the passing of Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, 9 parts of knowledge he's taken away with him out of 10 parts of knowledge. So if you divide knowledge into 10 parts, Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu possessed 9 parts. And the rest they possessed 1 part, Allahu Akbar. And another statement of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he says that for me, attending a gathering of knowledge of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu is better than an action of 1 year. Subhanallah, an action of entire year. He radiyallahu anhu says that for me, attending one gathering of knowledge of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu is better than that. Subhanallah. So you see, dear viewers, that what great scholarly brilliance Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu possessed, that even other elite scholarly companions, how high they held him in their sight. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Amash rahmatullah alayhi states that the knowledge of all the people in comparison to the knowledge of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu is such that their knowledge, meaning the knowledge of all the people, can fit into a small hole. This is how he compares the knowledge of all the people to the knowledge of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. So the knowledge of all the people, all other people can fit into one hole, when it comes, very small, tiny hole, when it comes to comparing it against the knowledge of Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Amr bin Maymun rahimahullah, he states that Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has taken 2/3 of knowledge with him. Allahu Akbar. After the passing of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, these statements are mentioned. So Sayyiduna Amr bin Maymun rahmatullahi says that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has taken 2/3 of knowledge with him. Subhanallah. This scholarly brilliance, this greatness in the field of knowledge was attained by Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu because he spent his time in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, he granted knowledge to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Now, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu wouldn't leave any stone unturned when it would come to an opportunity to acquire knowledge from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So he would keep questioning the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam regarding many things. This is also a reason why so many hadith are narrated by Amr Farooq radiallahu anhu. And this also reflects the brilliance, the scholarly brilliance that we see in his personality. One example of this is seen in this narration, which is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, who says that once Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu questioned the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam regarding a vow that he swore during the time of ignorance, pre-Islamic era, regarding itikaf, to which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied that you should fulfill it. So this shows us that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu wouldn't leave any opportunity when it come to question regarding anything. And it is said that a good question is half the knowledge. So we can imagine that the likes of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu are present in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the types of question they would ask, and subhanallah, who are they asking to? To the best of the creations, the fountain of knowledge, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself. So this is again something that led to the brilliance of knowledge of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. At another occasion, Sayyidina Imran bin Hasin radiallahu anhu, he narrates this, that there was a woman who committed fornication, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commanded for the shari'i punishment to be executed upon this. And after that, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also commanded for the funeral salah of that very woman to be offered. Upon this, Amir al-Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu again questioned the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for his own learning. He says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, you will offer her funeral salah whereas she has fornicated? To which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied that this lady has repented such repentance that if that repentance is distributed amongst 70 sinners of Madinat al-Munawwara, then they all will be forgiven. Who is superior than the person who presented his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah. So again, another shari'i ruling is also clarified for us in this narration. And we also come to know that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he's questioning the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for the sake of his own knowledge, so that he can also impart this knowledge onto others and also guide the other people. So subhanallah, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, what can be said about his greatness? That he was honored with the privilege of being presented in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and also questioning him, acquiring knowledge so that he could also impart this knowledge onto others. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam possessed the knowledge of everything, all the former as well as the latter. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he knew of this. So whenever he radiallahu anhu would be in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he would keep attaining knowledge and keep being blessed with the knowledge that Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would grant him. At many a times, this would also happen that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would mention something very concise and precise. And Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, because he also understood the nature of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the character, the personality of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would at times mention something very concisely, very briefly and very concisely. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he would realize that today the Prophet ﷺ would grant. The Prophet ﷺ would always grant, would always bless. So he radiallahu anhu would straight away question the Prophet ﷺ for more detail of the answer. And this was also a speciality of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, that he knew when to ask what to the Prophet ﷺ. This is also dear viewers of Madani Channel, an etiquette, a manner that we should also observe, that when we are in the court of scholars, in the court of our spiritual guide, we should know what to ask and when. We need to know of these manners as well. So Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he was fully adherent to these manners as well. So even when the Prophet ﷺ would mention something very concisely, very briefly, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would know whether this is the time to ask for more detail or not. And when he would realize this, that yes, it is the time, then he would ask for more details into it. Regarding this, there's a beautiful account, a beautiful narration that is mentioned regarding the Ashura. It mentions the excellences of Ashura as well, the accounts that took place on the day of Ashura as well. And it also depicts the greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu when he asked for more detail of this narration, when the Prophet ﷺ mentioned something regarding Ashura, and this narration came to us through the asking of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. So you can imagine how much knowledge Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he himself would have increased for himself, and through him, alhamdulillah, we've also come to know of the detail of this very narration. So once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that whoever makes any believer break his fast on the day of Ashura, on 10th Muharram al-Haram, he has made the entire nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam break their fast, and he's made them satiated. So any believer who opens the fast of any person on the day of Ashura, it is as if he has done so for the entire nation, Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and satiated them. Then the Prophet ﷺ stated that whoever rubs his hand over the head of an orphan on the day of Ashura, then the number of hair that come under the hand of that very person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate one rank in exchange of every single hair that came under his hand in paradise. So every single hair that came under his hand, in exchange of every single hair, one rank gets elevated in paradise for that very person. Then the Prophet ﷺ further mentioned that whoever clothes a miskeen, a poor person, a destitute person on the day of Ashura, it is as if he clothed the entire nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and Allah Almighty will clothe him with 70 garments of heavenly garments. Subhanallah. So the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this excellence of the day of Ashura. Now Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, out of extreme humility and extreme humbleness, he says in the quote of the Prophet ﷺ, he asks this question that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, have you attained all these excellences because of the day of Ashura? To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam now replies. He says that, O Umar, earth and the heavens were created on the day of Ashura. The sun, moon and stars were created on the day of Ashura. Allah Almighty created the arsh and the kursi on the day of Ashura. The pen, qalam and lawh, the preserved tablet, Allah Almighty created them on the day of Ashura. Allah Almighty created Jibreel Amin and all the other angels on the day of Ashura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa rahmatullahi alayha on the day of Ashura. Allah Almighty created paradise also on the day of Ashura. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam dwelt in paradise on the day of Ashura. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was born on the day of Ashura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the fire on the day of Ashura. Allah Almighty guided him on the day of Ashura. Allah Almighty drowned Fir'aun on the day of Ashura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam on the heavens on the day of Ashura. Allah Almighty raised Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam on the heavens on the day of Ashura. Sayyidina Isa bin Maryam alayhi salam, was born on the day of Ashura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the repentance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam on the day of Ashura. The ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam settled upon Mount Judi on the day of Ashura. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was taken out of prison on the day of Ashura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the repentance of the nation of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam on the day of Ashura. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was granted kingdom on the day of Ashura. The day of judgment will also establish on the day of Ashura, and the first time it rained from the heavens also on the day of Ashura. So dear viewers of Madani channel, this very narration was mentioned then by the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam upon the questioning of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, where we can see that previously the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned a few excellences for those believers who perform certain actions on the day of Ashura. But then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, he questioned further regarding the excellences of the day of Ashura, 10th Muharram al-Haram, to which the Prophet ﷺ then replied this in detail, mentioning that what accounts took place on the day of Ashura, signifying the importance of the day of Ashura further. So subhanAllah, this was the personality of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, even from the perspective of knowledge that he radiyallahu anhu was granted from the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and how he radiyallahu anhu imparted this knowledge ahead to the ummah of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as well. And we also saw that what other companions, what other scholarly greats, they also said about Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu and regarding his knowledge. And it also at the same time highlights the fact, dear viewers of Madani channel, that it is very, very important for us to also acquire knowledge. In fact, it is fard for us to acquire knowledge to the extent that we meet those tasks duly under the light of Sharia that we are bound by. For example, we come to an age of offering salah, salah has become fard upon us, then it is fard upon us to acquire knowledge regarding how to offer salah properly as well. Same goes with wudu and purifying ourselves when it comes to taking a shari'i bath, ghusl that we refer to. Many other tasks as well that we need to know in the light of sharia, that what are the shari'i rulings regarding them, how to offer them properly. This is very, very important for us. It is vital for us. It is fard for us to acquire knowledge. So we see, we have on one hand the likes of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, whose academic and scholarly brilliance rendered even other scholarly greats in awe. It also made them astonished over his greatness of scholarly brilliance, his greatness of the knowledge that he possessed. So whilst talking about the personality of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu from this very element as well, from this very perspective as well, we should also make sure that we also acquire knowledge, especially those branches of knowledge that are fard upon us to acquire. Now comes the next question, that how can we acquire knowledge in today's busy life? We're working 9 to 5 or even longer hours. How can we devote ourselves towards Islamic education? Then your Dawat Islami is there, dear viewers of Madani channel. You don't need to go any further. Alhamdulillah, one department of Dawat Islami, Faizan Online Academy, is there for you, who teaches us online. We can acquire Islamic knowledge even online from the comfort of our house, from the comfort of whatever time suits us. From the comfort of our house, alhamdulillah, we can be taught online, we can learn online. So please go online, visit the website and look for Faizan Online Academy. There are many, many courses, Islamic courses, educational courses that are offered for us. We can also do Dars-e-Nizami courses, scholar course. There are several other courses, Hajj and Umrah course, and you will see a whole list over there through which we can acquire Islamic knowledge. So alhamdulillah, following the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu, we should also better ourselves by acquiring the knowledge of Islam. And alhamdulillah, Faizan Online Academy is a great platform for us to acquire knowledge. And if we can, the Jamiat al-Madinah of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, if we can, we should take admission in Jamiat al-Madinah, Islamic universities, and acquire knowledge over there. There are Madrasat al-Madinah of Dawat Islami, where Quran, how to recite the Quran, this is taught, alhamdulillah, we should physically attend them. And if we can't, then at least we should make the effort of attending these courses online and improve our Quran, learn how to recite the Quran, learn Islamic rulings, which we can do so through several courses. So inshallah azawajal, in our next episodes, we'll talk more about the scholarly brilliance of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, more specifically in regards to certain sciences of knowledge, that what brilliance he had attained in those branches of knowledge as well. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah Almighty, for the sake of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, also enable us to acquire the knowledge of Islam and act upon it duly. And may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam min nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.